So let's figure out this gay marriage directive by Governor Patterson. We'll do this in two parts today, a little bit now, a lot more later, and a lot of your phone calls and comments later. But right now, Newsday's Albany Bureau Chief James Madore is here. Good morning, James. Are you in our lovely state capitol right now?
I am, yes. Nice to speak with you.
Now, this directive was issued by the governor's legal counsel, David Nocenti, back on May 14th. That's more than 2 weeks ago. Why was it just hitting the papers today?
They did keep it very quiet. The only news about this that came out actually started last night. However, the governor did give a video message to Empire State Pride Agenda at a meeting they had in Rochester on May 17th.
Really? And so why didn't they jump up and down and say, gay marriage is legal in New York, gay marriage is legal, everybody, you can go to California, Canada, get married and come back?
Some of the people I talked to last night said to me the reason they didn't jump up and down is twofold. One, they're really hoping for legalization by the legislature before lawmakers adjourn on June 23rd.
They think it could be that imminent in New York State, the full-fledged thing for actually getting married in the state?
Some people I talked to last night, including Senator Thomas Duane, who happens to be gay and is from Manhattan, said that, you know, the Senate Republicans are facing such an uphill battle in terms of holding on to the Senate in the fall election that they might actually consider voting for same-sex marriages in New York State.
Even though that's where it stands now, the Republican-dominated Senate is blocking it, the Democratic-dominated Assembly is for it, Governor Spitzer was for it, Governor Patterson is for it, but the Senate... is the roadblock if you're for legal gay marriage, but you think they may flip this quick.
Well, I was talking to Senator Duane, and he was saying to me, look, there's just a two-seat difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Republicans have controlled the Senate for more than 40 years. It is the only part of state government that they control. If legalizing gay marriage means they can hold on to the Senate, that's something some senators will definitely consider. Now, I have to tell you, it's still, other people I talked to last night said they still believe it's a long shot, that if Republicans in New York were to support legalizing gay marriage, then yet another difference they have with Democrats would be eliminated.
Right.
So it does seem to be an uphill battle. The other issue is, frankly, many advocates for gay marriage are disappointed that we haven't gone further as a state. And they say, you know, this is great that you're going to issue this directive saying that state agencies can no longer discriminate against gay couples, but you only did it after a court in Rochester ruled that an employee of Moreau Community College should have her spouse get health benefits because she gets them. And then the state court of appeals refused to hear the case. So only after a legal decision did Governor Patterson issue this directive.
And later in the show, we're going to look more at the fine print and who this really covers and how quickly. But tell me if I got this much right before the news, that in terms of people who want to get married now and aren't currently, they can go to Canada right away and come home and have their marriages recognized in New York State today because the governor issued an executive order, or they can wait until June 17th when California's gay marriage court ruling takes effect, go there and come back, but they can't go to Massachusetts because that state does not perform gay marriages for out-of-staters. Is that about right?
That is correct. The other thing that's very interesting is New York is the first state in the nation to recognize same-sex marriages that are performed in other jurisdictions while not legalizing same-sex marriage itself.
Yeah, that's a funny legal gray area.
Yes. And part of what's going on here is the state is worried about lawsuits. The Rochester court said that if same-sex unions were not recognized, that could possibly be a violation of the state's human rights law.
And we will drill down later in the program on just what same-sex marriage in New York would mean now if you are legally married as a gay or lesbian couple in another state and then choose to live in New York. We'll also talk about some of the politics of this and whether it's right or wrong for the governor to do this as an individual executive order, although he was reacting to a court ruling, and even maybe whether this court ruling can be used as a wedge for a full-fledged new gay marriage in New York, as has happened in Massachusetts and California. So James Madore, Albany Bureau Chief, thanks for getting for Newsday. Thanks for getting us started on this today.
Thanks so much.